The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvah Kuf Ayin, writes, Hushat Tzivanu L'Shmoa Kol Shofar B'Yom Rishon Mitishrei Yom Tru Yalochem. The Rambam writes pretty clearly in the Sefer HaMitzvos that the mitzvah of shofar is L'Shmoa Kol Shofar. It's to hear a shofar blast. Take a look at the Rambam in his Koteret of Hilchos Shofar, his Akdama. He writes there are three mitzvos in these halachos, Hilchos Shofar, Sukkah, and Lulav. And guess what they are? Shofar, Sukkah, and Lulav. What's the first one? L'shmoa kol shofar be'echad b'tishrei. To hear the sound of the shofar. So again, the Rambam stresses Shmias HaShofar. The Rambam, an incredible Rambam, is the Rambam at the very beginning of Perek Beis of Hilchos Shofar. Hakol chayovin l'shmoa kol shofar. Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim, Geirim, Avodim, Mishuchrarim. Sounds very familiar. Where does that sound familiar from? Mishnah in Maseches Rosh Hashanah Chavtes. Except that the Rambam hijacked the Mishnah. What did he do to the Mishnah? The Mishnah, how we have it, it's really a Braisa in the Gemara in Chavtes of an Aleph in Rosh Hashanah. The Braisa says, Tana Rabbanan, Hakol Chayavin Bitkias Shofar. Hakol Chayavin Bitkias Shofar. That's the Lashon of the Braisa. Comes the Rambam, hijacks the Braisa, and changes it to his own Shita. What did he do to the Braisa? Instead of Hakol Chayavin Bitkias Shofar, which means to blow a shofar, Hakol Chayavin L'Shmoa Kol Shofar. So it doesn't get any clearer than that. The Rambam took the word Tkiya Shofar from the Braisa and he switched it to L'Shmoa Kol Shofar, Kohanim, Levim, it's mamish that Braisa. But he switched it in order to reflect his Shita. The Rambam has a good Raya for his Shita, and that's the Mishnah on Chav Zayin Amid Beis in Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah there tells us, end of the Mishnah, Hatokea L'So Chabor, Oluso chadus, oluso chapitus. Im kol shofar shama yotza. Im kol havara shama lo yotza. It's very clear in this Mishnah that the question that we ask is, did you hear the shofar? Did you not hear the shofar? Even if you blew the shofar yourself, if you hear a havara, if you hear some type of echo, and you don't hear the actual shofar sound, you are not yotze the mitzvah. If the mitzvah was really just to blow the shofar, as the Braisan Chavtes was mashma, Hakol Chayavin Bitkia Shofar, if the mitzvah was to blow shofar, so then what does it make a difference what you end up hearing? If I hear the actual shofar, if I hear the Havara, let's say I stick my ears full of cotton and I seal them closed with wax and then I blow shofar. If the mitzvah was to blow the shofar, I was yotzei the mitzvah. I purposely didn't choose a deaf person because a deaf person might not be chayav in the mitzvah. But if I can hear, but I just don't hear it because I close my ears, I should be yotzei. I blew the shofar, right? Your 5-year-old comes home from Gan, and you say to him, "So, Nu, what'd you learn today? What's the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah?" And he says, "To blow the shofar, Abba." And you say, "Wrong! It's not to blow the shofar. It's to hear the shofar. What kind of school do you go to?" Right? The kid thinks the mitzvah is to blow the shofar. Not to blow the shofar, it's to hear the shofar. So that's clearly the Shitas HaRambam. And as we said, the Rambam has a very good raya from the Mishnah, Chav Zayin Amid Beis.
So then why would a deaf person
not However, we might not be chayav in all mitzvahs. Meaning not connected to the mitzvah of shofar. May not be chayav maker, I didn't know the mitzvahs. Doesn't mean he can't do them, but he might not be chayav in them. Yeah.
Krupik asked a question during Kurdish time. Why does it mention the freed slaves?
Right, very good. Yeah, I told him. It's a very good question. I mean, there's a ger, because it means an Eved Kanani, but why do we need that, you know, we have gerim in there already, so Eved Kanani, you should know the din of Eved Kanani. Okay, it's a good question. Still a good question. You have a different question?
Different question.
Different question. You already have one good question. Are you sure you want to take the chance?
I didn't sell a question.
Okay. Go ahead.
When we say to chaos, like, right, that would also fit in with this Mishnah, or whatever, the Reza, because the guy who's in the pit, you don't see him blowing it.
No, I'm talking about him himself. When he blows the shofar in the pit, he's not yotze if he hears the call havara. Why is he not yotze? He blew a shofar.
Okay.
He himself blew the shofar.
But if he's the one saying the pit, he's hearing the actual shofar, though.
Well, it depends. Yeah, sometimes it bounces off the walls and you hear the echo instead of the shofar itself. Okay. However, the Rambam is not the only opinion in Judaism. And if you take a look in the Sefer Yeraim, we'll start with the Yeraim, but the Smag is even more significant. If you take a look in the Sefer Yeraim, what is the Sefer Yeraim? The Sefer Yeraim was Rabbi Eliezer of Metz. He was a Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam. This is Balei Tosfos. France. Metz is a city in France. So he was a Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam. He wrote a Sefer called the Sefer Yeraim. He was actually from Germany, excuse me. But he went to go learn by Rabbeinu Tam. There's Metz is a city. There's Mainz in Germany. Metz, I believe, is in France. But be that as it may, he is a Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam. So it's Balei Tosfos. The Sefer Yeraim, Rav Eliezer of Metz. M-E-T-Z. So, I was expecting like a little bit of a chant there. Okay. What was that? Okay. So, the Yeraim, he writes as follows. Tkia B'Rosh Hashanah. That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is Tkia B'Rosh Hashanah. That's how he records the mitzvah. Doesn't say like the Rambam. Now, even if you don't want to be medayik in that so much, because, you got to blow it in order to hear it, so someone has to. The Smag is even more significant. The Smag is Rav Moshe of Kutzi. The Smag was also from the Balei Tosfos, but he was much later, later in the period of the Balei Tosfos, and he was one of the first Balei Tosfos to have access to the Rambam's writings. And he was drunk on the Rambam's writings. If you read the Sefer Smag, he quotes word for word from the Rambam many, many times. The Smag is very heavily based on the Rambam. And in the Smag, he writes, Mitzvahs asei litkoa b'shofar b'Rosh Hashanah. Now he's writing it that way after having seen the Rambam, which is significant. It means that he's trying to stress to us that the mitzvah is litkoa, the blowing of the shofar. Now this alternate view of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not, right, your five-year-old kid, if he's really well-educated, so he'll respond back to you and say, Dad, but what about the Yeraim and the Smag? No, Gabi, that happened to you probably, no? You turn and said back, no, what about the Yeraim and the Smag? So there's a raya, there are at least two very good rayas for learning that way. One is the Mishnah Chaf Tesam and Aleph. Oh, hold on, we'll get there. There's a very good raya for this, and this is that the Mishnah tells us that a tkia of a cheresh shote b'katan ein motzir asarav midei chavasan. Zakol, kol shem b'chuyu b'dover, ein motzir asarav midei chavasan. Why am I not able to hear the tkia sound that was blown by a katan? If the mitzvah is shmias kol shofar, so I heard a kol shofar. What does it make a difference if a man blew it or if a child blew it? At the end of the day, I heard a kol shofar. So the fact that you can't be yotzei with the tkia of a katan is mashma that he's blowing the shofar and he's being motzi mean blowing the shofar. Meaning I need to blow the shofar. So instead of me blowing the shofar, you'll blow the shofar for me and I'll be yotzei. You make kiddush and I'm yotzei. So you blow the shofar and I'm yotzei. So the fact that a katan is a problem is mashma that it's not the shmia shofar, but rather it's the tekiyah. We also find another very good raya, and that is the Bryce on Choftes, where it says that if the tokeya does not have kavana for the shomeya, if the mashmia, the tokeya, the mashmia, the one who makes it heard, if the mashmia does not have kavana for the shomeya, so the shomeya is not yotzei. Ad shiniskavin mashmia vishomea. Shomea umashmia. You have to have both of them have kavana. Both the one who blows the shofar and the one who hears the shofar. So again, if the mitzvah is that you're blowing and I'm being yotzei with your blowing of the shofar, so then I understand that you have to have kavana to be motzi me. Just like a kiddush. If you don't know I'm in the room and you don't have kavana to be motzi me in kiddush, I'm not yotzei. But if the mitzvah is just to hear the shofar, so I heard a shofar, What does it make a difference if you have kavana? You're not being motzi me in anything. Fundamentally, when I sit in shul and I hear the shofar being blown, nobody is being motzi me in the mitzvah. I'm being yotzei the mitzvah myself. Because the mitzvah is to hear the shofar. And I'm hearing the shofar. That would be like if I would stay in my house and I would say, Yaakov, do me a favor. Can you go to shul and hear shofar for me? And that way, when you hear shofar for me, I'll be yotzei. You hear it for me. That's not what's happening here. I'm in shul. I hear it myself. I'm being yotzei the mitzvah myself. So why do you have to have kavana to be motzi me? You're not being motzi me in anything. This also would seemingly indicate that the mitzvah is the tekiah, and I'm being yotzei with your tekiah. You're blowing it on my behalf. Now, there is a big problem with this, with all we just said in terms of these raya's, both in terms of the katan and in terms of the shliach. And the problem is that in general, when it comes to mitzvah shebegufo, there's no such thing as shlichus. If there was, life would be great. I would stay in bed. And I would ask, you know, Moshe's very serious about the davening. So I would say to Moshe, do me a favor, Moshe. When you go to shul in the morning, take my tefillin with you. And after you put on your tefillin, put on my tefillin and be motzi me with tefillin. That would be amazing. Now you could stay in bed. And people could put on tefillin for you every morning. You don't have to go to shul. They'll daven for you, put on tefillin. Not all mitzvos are nitam l'shlichus. Specifically, mitzvah shebegufo. Any mitzvah which is a mitzvah shebegufo, someone else can't be motzi you. I can't have somebody eat matzah for me. I can't have someone else take lulav for me. I can't have someone else put on tefillin for me. There's no shlichus when it comes to these kinds of mitzvahs. And therefore, in fact, the Rambam uses this point to prove that the mitzvah is the shmiyah. Because if the mitzvah was really the tekiyah, if the mitzvah is really the tekiyah, so then I wouldn't be able to be yotzei anyway. Moshe, you can't blow the shofar and be motzi me in the tekiyah shofar. The Rambam, if you look in the Rambam's tshuva there, the Rambam writes that if the mitzvah was the tekiyah, so every individual would have to blow the shofar himself. Just like lulav. You ever been to a shul where the chazan gets up and he says, okay, we're going to do the mitzvah lulav now, everyone have kavana. Everyone like focuses really carefully and stares at him, and he shakes the lulav, and everyone's yotzei the mitzvah of lulav. No such thing. Every person has to take the lulav himself. So every person, if the mitzvah was the tekiah, every person would have to blow the shofar himself. Yeah. So Shomei Ka'one is the exception of when Shlichus works by something, and that's a special din by Kiddush, by Tefillah. When it comes to Tefillah, I can daven and be motzi you. I can make a bracha and be motzi you. I don't know about Tefillah, but I can, well, Tefillah also, theoretically, like Chazar Shashat. But I can make a bracha. That's specific by speech-oriented mitzvahs, but not by action-oriented mitzvahs. Action-oriented mitzvahs, the person needs to do it themselves. Okay, so what we see right now is clearly there's this machlokas rishonim going on. Each side has gemaras that seems to support them. But as was asked by Avi, well, what does each side do with the other one's raya?
Why don't we just say there's two mitzvahs?
What do you mean, two mitzvahs? We're going to get there. That is a wild shita that we're going to bring down at the end. But that's not the pashtus. That's not the pashtus. So, again, I would still ask the question to you, if the mitzvah is really, if I really need to be tokeya, then I should really need to be tokeya myself. And I still have that question. What? You should know, there's another wild shita out there, I wasn't even going to quote it, there's another wild shita out there that says the mitzvah is tekiya or shmiyah. It's either one. You can either blow or hear. It's up to you. That's a really extreme shita. Okay, but let's just flesh out these two approaches. Let's say we take the side. Let's try to give a little bit more explanation to each shita. Let's say we take the approach of the smag and the arayim. We can associate this with the Balei Tosfos, with the Ashkenazim. If we learn like them that the mitzvah is the tzkiyah, so, and it's mashing that way in the Rush a little bit. If you saw the Rush said that the tekiah is gemar asiyas hamitzvah. So if we learn like the Rosh and like the Smag and like the Arayim, so how do we explain this gemara that if you blow, the Mishnah, that if you blow into the pit, and you hear the Kol Havara, you're not Yotze. Why not? You blew. And if the mitzvah is the Tzkiya, why would it be a problem? So some Achronim suggest that there is a din that we find by Kriyashma. Kriyashma is clearly a mitzvah of speaking or hearing. Kriyashma. Kriyas Shema. Is Kriyashma. It's to read Kriyashma. Yet we find that the din is that you need to be Mashmiel L'Ozno. It's a discussion. Is it L'Chachila? Is it even B'Diyeved? Mashmiel L'Ozno. You have to be able to hear it. You can't just say Kriyashma like this. You have to be able to hear the words that you're saying. Even though there's no mitzvah of Shmia Shema, the mitzvah is Kriya. But you see that in Halacha, the Kriya doesn't register if it's not said audibly. Now, it has to be said slightly audibly, not to disturb anyone next to you. But it has to be something that you yourself can hear. So there are those that should suggest that even if the mitzvah is the Tzkiya, it still needs to be Midin Mashmia L'Ozno, that Yishmia L'Ozno, that you're able to hear the shofar that you blew. And therefore, in Achanami, the Yireim is right. The mitzvah is the Tzkiya. Oh, why does it say that if you blow the shofar in a pit and you hear the Havara, you're not Yotze? That's because of this din of Yishmia L'Ozno. You have to be able to hear the shofar that you blew. But that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the blowing. It's just that in order for it to halachically register as a blowing, it needs to be something that's audible, something that you can hear. That's how some Achronim try to answer up for the Urayim and the Smog based on that Mishnah that says you have to be able to hear it. Yeah?
I would think that answer only applies to the Balfour Kayah. You say my Shema only applies to the person who says Shema.
Say it again, what do you mean?
I would think that answer that mitzvah is Kiyah, but you also don't hear it, but only apply to the person blowing shofar.
What? Everyone has a mitzvah. According to the Smog and the Urayim, everyone has a mitzvah to blow the shofar. Everyone has a mitzvah to blow the shofar. So when the chazan blows the shofar for me, he's being motzi me and blowing. Now we haven't answered the question of how can you do that. I thought there's no shlichus for this type of thing. So we still have to answer that question. But in terms of dealing, right now I want to deal with the rayas. How does each side deal with the rayas of the other one? So in terms of the raya from the Mishnah that says that if you blow the shofar in the pit, but you hear the havara and not the shofar, you're not yotze, we're going to say that that's part of defining the blowing is that it has to be a blowing that you can hear. And if you can't hear it, so you're not Yotze. Now it has to be loud enough that you can hear it. It has to be distinguishable enough that you can hear it. Okay. What about the other tzad? Let's say you learn like the Rambam, that the mitzvah is the Shmia. Why then can't I hear it from a katan? Let's start with that source. How do we deal with the fact that it says a chayra shota a katan can't blow the shofar? If it's just a mitzvah of hearing the shofar, so I heard a shofar. So here is where some super lumbus then it all comes in. Super beautiful lumbus. The Chazon Ish, I think, says like this. The Sfas Emes seems to be saying like this. They learn that the mitzvah of shofar is not to hear a ram's horn. It's to hear a shofar blast. And in order for it to be a shofar blast, it needs to be blown halachically. Meaning, it's not a mitzvah to hear the sound waves of a noise that came out of a horn of an animal. Rather, the mitzvah is to hear a tkiya shel mitzvah. And a chere shota v'katan cannot create a cheftza called a tkiya shel mitzvah. It's not a tkiya shel mitzvah if it was blown by a child. It's I guess in English I would say that he made a horn sound, not a kol shofar. And the truth is it's super meduyuk in the Rambam, because every time the Rambam makes reference to this mitzvah, he writes, lishmoa kol shofar. So the Achron, the Chazon Ish, he says, it needs to have a din kol shofar. What gives it the chalos of a kol shofar? So if it's blown on Rosh Hashanah, it's a kol shofar. If it's blown a week before Rosh Hashanah, it's just a ram's horn. If it's blown by a katan, it's just a ram's horn. But if it's ram's horn noise. But if it's blown by a gadol, who's a bar chiyuv, who does it with a bracha, so then it has the status of a kol shofar. The Chazon Ish writes a kol shel mitzvah. The Sfas Emes writes, you need a kol shel shofar, not a kol keren. It's not a horn sound. It's the sound of a shofar. What's the difference between a shofar and a keren? One is a halachic reality. Now, this doesn't help us, though, with the other Gemara. The other Gemara that says that you need the kavana of the tokeya, the mashmiya needs kavana, is also not so pashut. There are those that say, they try to answer it the same way. Yeah. They say that in order to make it into a halachic kol shofar, it has to be blown with kavana for a kol shofar. So if your tokeya l'shir, Gemara talks about, what does tokeya l'shir mean? It means you're just tooting away, you know, playing a song. So, and let's say part of the song has like a toot, 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 right? It's a catchy song, right? So you blow that on the shofar, that's it, you're not yotze. That's not a halachic shofar blast. In order for there to be a shofar blast, you have to have kavana. So you would think it should answer everything up. The problem is that if you read the Gemara there on Chavches, Amin Beis, on Chavches Amin Aleph, it's actually a few lines before I gave you. The Gemara says, Amar li Rav Zeira, l'shmaya. He said, l'shmaya, he said to his assistant, Ichavim b'toka li. So, and Rashi says, lo tzieni yidei chovasi. So it's mashma a little bit in the Gemara that it's not just that the mashmi has to have kavana. Right? How did you understand it when I said, Shlomo, that the mashmiya and the shomeya both have to have kavana? So I thought that that meant that Baal Tokei has to have kavana to be motzi me, and I have to have kavana to be yotze with him. Oh, what about in shul? Okay, so there in shul, obviously the chazan has kavana to be motzi everybody. He, before he blows, he says, okay, maybe motzi everyone in the shul. So he's motzi everyone because he has kavana for everyone. But it's mashma a little bit that the kavana, though, has to be directed. Either for everyone in the room, and if it's not everyone in the room, if it's blown just for me, has to have kavana for me. According to the way we're trying to lump this shit up here, is to say the mashmi has to have kavana to be making a shofar blast, a shofar shel mitzvah. Like before he blows, we say to him, like, you're not just blowing a horn right now, right? You're blowing a tkiya shel mitzvah. And he says, yes, I'm blowing a tkiya shel mitzvah. So he did it, the kavana. So that's a little bit of a different shot. The pashas of the Gemara, so he has to have kavana to be motzi me, or to be motzi us. The way that we're learning it now, we're trying to say he has to just have kavana to create a shofar sound. Now, the truth is, we can't ignore the fact that the Rambam paskins like this. If you look in Perek Beis Halacha Dalet, the Rambam writes, Niskavin shomeya lotzeis, v'lo niskavin hatokeya, o niskavin otokeya, v'lo niskavin hashomeya, lo yotzi yedei chavos, ad shi niskavin shomeya umashmiya. So the Rambam, who's Mr. It's all about the shofar sound, he still holds that the Baal Tokei has to have kavana to be motzi me. Now, to be motzi me in what? He's not blowing for me. He's just blowing a sound so that I can hear a sound. So you're going to need to say something for the Rambam, that the kavana has to be to create a shofar blast, to create a halachically recognized shofar blast. Okay. So here are the two tzadim. We have the Rambam on one side, the Arayim, the Smag, and the Rosh maybe on the other side. And we addressed how each one will deal with the other one's Gemaras. There are a bunch, and we're still going to flesh out the Shitas more. But before we do that, I want to address a few Nafkamina. Yeah, Jeremy.
How is Rebbe reading the Rosh to be like the Arayim and the Smag?
So no, he ends up quoting other opinions. But he starts out by quoting this Shita. Now, what does that mean, Gemar Mitzvah? Let's say Rabbeinu Tam. I would say Rabbeinu Tam. Yeah, when I say the Rosh, I mean, he quotes Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, so we have, this is a perfect, thank you for raising that. So this is the most poshut and simple and obvious, you don't need me for this, Daniel, the most obvious nafkamina. The most obvious nafkamina is, what bracha do you make? And it's fascinating, or it just makes sense, I guess, that we have a machlokas. Is the bracha al tkiya shofar, or the tkoa shofar? Or is the mitzvah al shmiya shofar, the shma kol shofar? The minog in Bavel, the She'otos tells us, or Rabachoy, the author of the She'otos, one of the early geonim. Rabachoy is the opinion, is the in ksubis, taf beiz and mebeiz, poshet Rabachoy, right? We also had Tosfos, and Tosfos says the Rashbam thought that this was Rav Achoy from the Gaonim. But it can't be, because Rav Ashi and Amor is responding to him. So that Rav Achoy that the Rashbam claimed was the Rav Achoy of Ksudas Daf Beis Mebeis, it's also in Zvachim, at the end of Zvachim, there's also a Rav Achoy there, that the Rashbam there is also quoted as thinking that it's Rav Achoy the Gaon. He there, he says he's one of the Savarayim. Savarayim were between the Amarayim and the Gaonim, but leaving that distinction aside, the Sheoltos, the author of the Sheoltos was Rav Achoy Gaon. So he writes that the minog in Bavel in the yeshivas was to make a bracha of al tkiya shofar or lutkoa b'shofar. And it appears from the Rush, as Jeremy just brought our attention to, that that was the minog of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam, great Baal Tosfos, his opinion was that you make a bracha al tkiya shofar. And that would fit beautifully with the shita of his Talmud, the Yireim, and the smag. There we go, everyone have kavana. So what seems to be emerging is that this is the opinion of the Baal Tosfos. Rabbeinu Tam is telling us to make a bracha of on the Kia shofar, and the smag and the Yireim, they're all holding that the bracha, the mitzvah is the Kia. On the other hand, we have the Rambam in this great tshuva, where the Rambam writes explicitly that the bracha is, what does he say? Lishmoa kol shofar. Ein anu tokim ela kidei lishmoa. Yeah. Okay, so that is the shita of the Rambam. This would explain things very, very nicely. Now, if you take a look in the Rav Yo was also a German Rishon, back to the other side of Rabbeinu Tam and the Yireim. So the Rav Yo writes that he has a Yerushalmi. That's sort of, you know, the early Ashkenazim were apparently making a bracha of the Tkoa B'Shofar, on the Tkia. They held it was the Tkia. And that was the Minog in the Yeshiva in Bavel, on the Tkia. But along comes the Rav Yo, and he finds a Yerushalmi. And he says that in the Yerushalmi, it's Mefurish, but the bracha is Lishmoa. And after that, all the other Rishonim start falling in line, saying, okay, then the bracha is Lishmoa. Right? The Bavli doesn't talk about what the bracha is. So we don't have a Bavli to tell us what the bracha is. So the Rishonim start arguing, is it on the Tkiya, is it on the Shomea? Comes the Rav Yo, and the Rav Yo says, I found the Yerushalmi. And it says in the Yerushalmi, Lishmoa. Now the truth is, if you search the Yerushalmi, you will not find the Yerushalmi that says Lishmoa. You will find the Yerushalmi that we saw a lot of Rishonim quoting, which we're going to talk about, regarding stealing a shofar and using it, where they say that the mitzvah is in the kol. So it could be that the Rav Yo just saw that Yerushalmi and implied from there that the mitzvah is the kol. It's the hearing. It's not blowing. It's the hearing. But he says it's Yerushalmi, so we'll take his word for it. But we don't have a Yerushalmi that's mefurish that the bracha is mishmoa. But this was apparently the minog in Provence. This was in Ashkenaz. They started doing. He says that in Ashkenaz, this was an old minog in Ashkenaz. Even though we saw that some of the Baal Tosfos were doing otherwise, that was in France. Some of the in Ashkenaz, he writes that his grandfather, who was the Ra'avon, a contemporary of Rabbeinu Tam, that's what they did. And the Maril and the Ogur, these are later German Rishonim. They're all early Achronim, on the bridge between the two. They're all learning that the bracha is lishmoa. That's how the Rif Paskins, the Rambam, the Rosh, Rabbeinu Yerucham, the Ritva, the majority of Rishonim come out that way, and that's how we paskin in Shulchan Aruch. Now the truth is that there are those who suggest that this is not necessarily going to be an issue that automatically clarifies things. Why? It could be that Rabbeinu Tam, who holds that the bracha is litzkoa b'shofar, he doesn't hold that way because he thinks the mitzvah is the blowing and not the hearing, but because we always make the bracha on the maisa mitzvah. It could be that Rabbeinu Tam, who says to make a bracha of litzkoa b'shofar, really holds like the Rambam, that the mitzvah is lishmoa. But you have to make a mitzvah needs to be chal, a bracha needs to be chal on a maisa. This is a discussion, let's say, l'haniach tefillin. Is the mitzvah to put on tefillin, or is the mitzvah for tefillin to be on you? What's nafka mina? Let's say you wear your tefillin, you wear your tefillin all day. You're a chassid, you wear your tefillin all day, and you're learning Kabbalah in your little corner in the Beis Medrash, and you're so tired from all of your learning that you pass out. You're not supposed to daven with it. You're not supposed to sleep with your tefillin on. But you don't have a choice. You pass out. And the next thing you know, you wake up the next morning. you slept the entire night in the base medrash, drooling all over your sefer of Kabbalah, and you had your tefillin on. And you wake up, and it's 8 o'clock in the morning, and the birds are chirping, and everyone's like, you know, leaving shul after shacharis, and you were sleeping. You have your tefillin on. You have to take off your tefillin and put them back on. Or no, you're yotze. You make a bracha, because you have your tefillin on. Is the mitzvah to have tefillin on, or is the mitzvah to tie the tefillin on? Is it the act of putting on the tefillin? So there are those who want to bring a raya from the fact that it says laniach tefillin. Bracha to put on the tefillin. Oh, the mitzvah is putting it on. Lav dafka. It could be the mitzvah is having the tefillin on. But the bracha needs to be made on the maisa. So the fact that Rabbeinu Tam says the bracha is l'tkoa b'shofar, it's not a raya that he holds the mitzvah is the tkiya and not the shmiya. It could be it's the shmiya. But we make a bracha on the maisa. Okay, what's another nafka mina? Another obvious nafka mina which we spoke about is the question of does everyone have a chiyuv to blow the shofar themselves? Now, it could be, and we haven't addressed this yet, that we're going to make an exception here, and even though normally by a mitzvah shebegufo, you have to do it yourself, okay, maybe there's going to be an exception for tkiya shofar. But there would at least be a principle called mitzvah bo, yosem yibishlucha. Right, that's the Gemara in the beginning of the second paragraph of Kiddushin quotes, that there's a concept called mitzvah bo yosem yibishlucha. Even things which are nitan l'shlichus, even things which can be done with shlichus, there's still a maila to do it yourself. So we would at least say that here, that if you know how to blow the shofar, better to blow the shofar yourself than to have someone else blow the shofar for you. Another nafka mina, and this is the big one that you see a lot of the mefarshim are talking about, a lot of the shonim are talking about, is the question of a shofar on guzzle. If you steal a shofar, can be yotze with the shofar. So the general principle is that a cheftza shel aveira, you're not allowed to do a mitzvah. That's called mitzvah bo ba'aveira. So you're now allowed to do a mitzvah with a cheftza shel aveira. Something, for instance, classic would be a lulav ha'gozel. If you steal a lulav, you wouldn't then be able to be yotze with that stolen lulav because it's a cheftza shel aveira. Cheftza shel mitzvah. It has to not be gozel. So the pashas would say that if the mitzvah is blowing the shofar, so then the maisa, the cheftza shel mitzvah is the shofar. That's like the lulav. To shake a lulav, I have to blow a shofar. So if I stole a shofar, I certainly would not be yotze. And indeed, this is how the Hagos HaShri passes. The Hagos HaShri. What's the Hagos HaShri? The Hagos HaShri was written by somebody named Rabbi Yisrael of Krems, I believe. Rabbi Yisrael of Krems was a Talmud or a... He wasn't really a Talmud, is the truth, but he wrote Hagos on the Rosh. Okay, when you learn the Rosh, you'll notice every once in a while these little windows. I don't know what better word to call them. They're like these little footnotes in the middle of the text, and it says Hagos, and it quotes something. So if you look at, that's called the Hagos HaShri. So if you look at the Hagos HaShri in the fourth paragraph of Rosh Hashanah, he just writes one line. He writes, Shofar Guzzle, Posel. Or in a yotze, with a shofar guzzle. As opposed to the famous, famous Shitas HaRambam and Aleph Gimel of shofar, where the Rambam writes, shofar ha-guzzle shetokabo yotze. She'en ha-mitzvah ela b'shmiyas ha-kol. Aleph Gimel lo nagabo, v'lo gbi'il ha-shomea yotze, ve'en b'kol din gezel. The cheftza shel mitzvah is the call. It's not the shofar itself. And you can't steal a call. It's true, you're a bad guy. You stole the shofar, you're a bad guy, and you're going to get punished for it, and we don't like you, and we're going to boo when you come into the room. But at the end of the day, when you blow the shofar, and I hear the shofar sound, I'm yotze. You look at the Magen Mishnah comes to explain why even the tokei himself is yotze. Since it wasn't fundamental that he had to hold the shofar in order to be yotze, because someone else could blow the shofar, and everyone else is hearing it without touching it, so you can't call the shofar a cheftza shel mitzvah, and it's not going to be shayach to mitzvah bava aveira, where the cheftza shel aveira is being used for the mitzvah, because it's true someone has to hold in order to blow, but that's not really fundamentally necessary for the mitzvah, and therefore the Rambam holds that they that a shofar that's stolen, you could be yotze with. Now, this is all based on Yerushalmi. We saw it quoted in the Me'iri, and others quote it. The Yerushalmi there is actually in a different context. It's a context of Me'ila and Hana from Kodshim. But the Gemara there asks this question of what's the difference between a stolen lulav and a stolen shofar. And the Lashon of the Yerushalmi is so telling. The Lashon of the Yerushalmi is lulav bigufo hu yotze, shofar bikolo hu yotze. And the mashmos, and again, that's maybe what the Ravio was coming from, when he said that there's Yerushalmi, the mashmos is that by the lulav, I'm being yotze with the lulav itself. Therefore, a stolen lulav is a problem. That's a mitzvah of avera. But when it comes to the shofar, so the mitzvah is the kol. Now, it could be that the Hago Sashri doesn't really disagree with the Rambam, right? We have a Rambam, we have a Hago Sashri. Rambam says you're yotze with a stolen shofar. Hago Sashri says you're not yotze. What's the simple way to explain that machlokas? Oh, perfect. The Rambam holds l'shitaso, that the mitzvah is the kol. Ein b'kol din gazel. So you're yotze even with a stolen shofar, because the sound isn't stolen. And Hago Sashri holds like Rabbi Nutam and the Urayim, and hey, that's good, they're all Ashkenazim, and he holds that the tekiah is the mitzvah, and therefore the shofar is a chetzer shel mitzvah, and that's why he says there's a problem. It could be that that's not really the right explanation. It could be that they have a machlokas not about shofar, but about mitzvah bav avera. Right? We're trying to discuss, is the shofar a problem mitzvah bav avera? And we have a machlokas. So either the machlokas is about how do you understand the mitzvah of shofar, and they agree about how to apply the principle of mitzvah bav avera, or maybe they agree about shofar. Everyone agrees that the mitzvah is to be shomea the shofar, the kol. Maybe they argue about mitzvah bav avera. Maybe the Rambam holds that mitzvah bav avera only applies when the cheftza shel mitzvah itself had an avera done to it. And maybe the Hago Sashri has a much broader definition of mitzvah bav avera. It's anything which, anything connected to the mitzvah came through Aveira. Even if it's not the Cheftza Shal Mitzvah itself. Where would we see perhaps this discussion? So there's a very fascinating regarding a stolen Megillah. What's the din if someone steals a Megillah? So the Itter writes that you're still Yotzei if you hear the Megillah read from a stolen Megillah. Now here, it's interesting because if he reads it Baal Peh, he's not Yotzei. He needs to read from the Megillah. So you see there's something to the Megillah itself, but the Itter still holds that you're still Yotze. Now, even though we should point out that by Megillah, the Rashba writes this way, is also, even though by Megillah, the mitzvah is definitely a Kriya-oriented mitzvah as opposed to a Shmiya-oriented mitzvah. The mitzvah is to read the Megillah. The mitzvah is called Kriyas HaMegillah. When you, as the Chazan, read the Megillah, I'm Yotze by hearing, that's Shomei HaKona. It's as if I said the Megillah. But it's not because I have a mitzvah to hear the Megillah. There's no mitzvah to hear the Megillah. There's a mitzvah to read the Megillah. And everyone in the crowd is reading it by hearing it. That's the principle of Shomei HaKona, just like by Kiddush. By Kiddush, the mitzvah is to say Kiddush, not to hear Kiddush. But there's a principle called Shomei HaKona. Shomei HaKona means that when you hear, it's as if you said it. That's why, you know, like when you go to someone's house for Shabbos and they say, like, you want to make your own Kiddush? It's like, I hope you're not that guy who says, like, yeah, I'd like to make my own Kiddush, right? Some guys like to make their own Kiddush. No, it's okay. If you do that, that's okay. You have to come to my house. You can make your own Kiddush if you want. We'll make fun of you after you leave, me and my family, but it's fine. You can make your own Kiddush.
Why do people ask?
So, I don't know. I guess they're, it happens to be Rav Rafa, God should bless him. So Rav Rafa always says, yes, I want to make my own Kiddush. So I once asked him why. So first of all, he told me that, like, it's like a Hasidish thing that everyone should make their own Kiddush. That's number one. So he counts. And he counts as Hasidish, so that's good. That's number one. He said number two, and this is actually a very intelligent thing to say. Not that the first thing wasn't, but this is a very intelligent thing. He says that sometimes he goes to people's houses, and they, like, don't really say Kiddush properly. They, like, stumble through the words. They don't pronounce the bracha properly. So they're mafsik in the middle. So this way, if he just says, like, oh, my minog is that I always make my own Kiddush, so he doesn't have to worry about, hearing a bad Kiddush. So this way, he always makes his own Kiddush. Okay, anyway, why am I saying all that? How come he's not absolutely correct. Mitzvah bo, yotzei b'shlucho. Why should be yotzei b'shlichos? You should do it yourself. The answer is it's not shlichos. It's shomea ka'ona. Shomea ka'ona means that when I hear it, it's as if I said it. There's no mila to me saying it myself, because I did say it. By me hearing it, I said it. But that's by word mitzvahs. So, when it comes to Kriyas HaMegillah, the psak we find in the Rishonim is that if the Megillah is stolen, you're still Yotze. Now, even though it's you reading it, that's Shomei Kohenim, and you're reading from a stolen script, a stolen Megillah, but still, the Chefetz Shel Mitzvah, they say, is not the Megillah. It's still the Kriya. It's still the Megillah. It needs to be read out of the script, but it's the words of the Megillah. But it's interesting. I gave you guys a tshuva from the Rif. The Rif talks about a Talmud who stole someone else's Sefer and then learned out of the Sefer. And he wanted to know if that was okay. Someone told him that he's not Yotze, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So I don't know. I would tell him that it's definitely not okay. And you're not Yotze anything. You're stealing people's farm. It's ridiculous. But that's not the halachic answer. I mean, that's maybe the Musar answer. But what's the halachic answer? The Rif says you're Yotze. Of course you're Yotze. No, sorry. The Rif says the opposite. He says you're not Yotze. And he says, even though you want lo also be yado. So if he means, and he says, just like by lulav hagazel. Now what do you mean, just by lulav hagazel? By lulav hagazel, the mitzvah is the chefetz shel lulav. When I steal Jared's sefer and then I learn, the mitzvah is not the book. The mitzvah is the knowledge of Torah that I'm learning. That's not, the chefetz shel mitzvah is not stolen. You're right, I need a book, because I don't really know it by heart. If I know it by heart, I wouldn't need a book. But I'm learning. I didn't steal the learning. I just stole the book. That sounds more like the shofar. Why is he comparing it to lulav? The Rif says, oh, it's just like a lulav. It sounds like the Rif might be learning that mitzvah baba avera is not about when the chefts is stolen. It's any mitzvah that comes through an avera, right? It's sort of like if someone would steal the sefer and then learn, and your mother would find out about it, and she would start saying, like, that is horrible. How could you steal a sefer and learn from it? And you respond back and say, Mom, mitzvah baba avera is only a chefetz shel mitzvah. It's not a chefetz shel mitzvah iser. I can't steal a lulav, but if I steal a sefer and I learn, okay, I'm still a bad guy, but I was yotzei Talmud Torah, that might be a machlokas. Do we say, like your mother says, whenever it comes from an avera, it's bad? And it is bad. But you're not yotzei? Or is it only when it's the chefetz shel mitzvah itself? So it could be that's the machlokas. Okay. So I'm trying to suggest that it could be the Agos HaShri, when the Agos HaShri comes and says, if you steal a shofar, you're not Yotze. It's not necessarily because he holds the mitzvahs in the Tzkiyah, Daniel. It could be that he holds the mitzvahs in the Shmiyah. But he has a very broad understanding of Mitzvah Baba Avera. Mitzvah Baba Avera is not limited to when the Chefta Shal Mitzvah was stolen. It's when any stealing facilitates the mitzvah, it's going to be a problem. Even if it's not the Chefetz Shel Mitzvah which was stolen.
The Rif says that
And maybe you could see that in the Shitas HaRif, where he says that if you steal a sefer and you learn from it, you're not Yotze. What do you mean I'm not Yotze? Because the Mitzvah Baba Avera, just like a Lulav HaGazel. It's so different than Lulav HaGazel. I can make a Lomdish Chiluk. The Lulav HaGazel, it's the Chefetz Shel Mitzvah. By a sefer, it's not the Chefetz Shel Mitzvah.
So the Rif has
Let's say I would take the sefer and I would say, hey, Jake, let's learn together. Says here, Hamikdash Hayutoken, and you go, oh wow, Hamikdash Hayutoken, wow, I didn't know, wow, what a great idea I have now. You were just behind the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? No, you weren't, says the Rif. Because you guys stole it. No, you didn't steal it, I stole it, we did it together. So, yeah, because the Torah was stolen. What do you mean? What were the Torah was stolen? The Sefer was stolen. I thought it's only Mitzvah Baba Avera, which passes the mitzvah, if the Chefetz Shel Mitzvah was stolen. You see, the Rif seemingly had a much broader definition of Mitzvah Baba Avera. Okay. Let's take everything one step deeper in order to conclude this. So we have a machlokas, tkiya, shmiya. We see lots and lots of different nafkaminas. Bracha, do you have to blow it yourself, or should you blow it yourself? Shofar, that's stolen. It could be that this machlokas is a much, much more fundamental machlokas about what is the essence of shofar. The Rambam famously writes in Hilchos Teshuva, Afalpi, says the Rambam. Afalpi sheh mitzvah shofar gzeres hakosuvi. Remez yeshbo. Where is it? Here. Gimel Dalet. Afalpi shetkiya shofar barosh hashanah gzeres hakosuv. Remez yeshbo. Even though it's a din, gzeres hakosuv. Still, remez yeshbo. Klomar. Uru yishenem mishinaschem. Wake up, you that sleep. V'nir damim, behevel, v'rik. Sorry, I skipped the line. Uru yishenem mishinaschem, v'nir damim, hikitsu mitar damaschem. All of those who slumber, wake up, says the shofar. Chipsum b'maseichem, seek out your ways, check your ways. Chazru b'tshuva v'zichru borachem, remember God and do tshuva. Elu ha-shochim ha-se-emes pehevle ha-zman. This refers to all the people who forget what's the emes. They get so taken with olam hazeh. And they're like sleeping. So the shofar is there to wake them up. That's what the Rambam writes about the inyan of tkiya shofar. The Ritva also, the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah also says, so according to the Ritva, according to the Rambam, it's very clear that the essence of the mitzvah is the sound of the shofar. It's to hear the sound of the shofar. It's to be awoken by the shofar sound. The shofar sound is supposed to shake us and wake us up and remind us about what's true in life and what's real and to remember God. So the Rambam, when he learns that the mitzvah is the kol shofar, this is not just a dry halachic analysis of a mishnah, but it strikes at the very core of what the shofar is all about. The shofar is about the sound of the shofar. The sound of the shofar is there to wake us up. However, there is another way to look at shofar, and that is that the shofar is a form of prayer. What does that mean, that shofar is a form of prayer? So one place we see this, the Gemara has a machlokas about what type of shofar should we be using. Should we be using a poshet, a straight shofar, or a bent shofar? We all paskin that we use a bent shofar, not a straight shofar. But when you look at Rashi to explain why, Rashi says an amazing thing. Rashi points us, this is on Chavavim Beis, Rashi points us to, he doesn't tell you this, but he's referencing a Gemara in Yevamos. The Gemara in Yevamos on Daf Kuf Hamad Beis has a machlokas when you daven. Should you daven looking in general, looking down or straight looking up? Like a pencil or like hunched over? And the Gemara says Rashi, to explain the difference, does tefillah, ikar tefillah, come from a place of being broken and needy? Or does it come from a place of confidence and strength and knowing your relationship with God? So Rashi learns, and he says it by both shittas, that the machlokas about whether you need a straight shofar or a bent shofar, a crooked shofar, is reflective of a machlokas about how one should be davening on Rosh Hashanah. Should you be davening with confidence, or should you be davening broken, pleading, needing? In both Rashi's, Rashi says, Hilkach Rosh Hashanah, Dilat Tfila Ba. What does that mean, Dilat Tfila Ba? Tkiya Shofar comes as prayer. Therefore, you should be bent over. Or maybe, because of the Pasuk and the source, the opinion in Yevamos, that you should be standing tall and strong when you daven, again, he says, Dilat filahu, meaning Rashi learns that all the mandamers learn, shot in the shofar, that the shofar is a form of prayer. And the truth is, if you look at the brachos that we make on shofar, we make all the brachos, we say to Hashem, you're shomea kol shofar. We're not hearing the shofar. God is hearing the shofar. We are blowing the shofar, and God is hearing it. That's mashma in the brachos that we make on Rosh Hashanah. It sounds like, according to this approach, that blowing the shofar is a unique form of prayer that we engage in on Rosh Hashanah. I spoke about this a little bit at Shalosh Shittos, the first Shabbos when I was here, that there's some call that we express when we blow the shofar. The shofar is our way of praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a raw prayer. It's not broken up into words. It's much more raw and comes from inside who we are, without all of the fanciness of language. So it could be that the opinions that learn that the mitzvah is the tkiah shofar, the blowing of the shofar, it's because they're learning that the yisod of shofar is that it's like a form of tefillah. If we learn like that, that it's a form of tefillah, that will now allow us to answer, how can all of these opinions hold that the mitzvah is the tkiah, and I can be motzi all of you? I already told you, when it comes to a mitzvah shebegufo, every person has to do it themselves. I can't be motzi you in lulav. How can I be motzi you in shofar? But if you learn the opinions that hold that the mitzvah is the tkiah, it's not just that it's a mitzvah to blow a horn, but it's a form of prayer. So maybe the principle of Shomea Ka'ona can apply by a shofar. That just like by prayer, we have this unique exception. Normally, I can't be motzi you in a mitzvah. You have to shake the lulav yourself. But prayer is unique. When it comes to prayer, I'm able to daven on your behalf. And you could be yotzi by listening. Shomea Ka'ona. So it could be that the principle of Shomea Ka'ona applies by a shofar. And if you learn that the opinions that the mitzvah is the tkiah, we had a bomb kasha. How could anyone hold that the mitzvah is tkiah shofar? This is the Rambam's question. How could anyone hold that the mitzvah is tkiah shofar? Then it shouldn't be able to be that one person can blow for everybody else. It doesn't work. There's no shlichos by mitzvahs like that. But if we learn that it's a form of prayer, then maybe we do apply the principle of Shomea Ka'ona. And just to end, one last point. This, I think, these two ways of looking at the shofar, I think, sets the stage very beautifully for the shita that I made reference to, only because David brought it up. But that is what we find in the Siddur Rashi. In the Siddur Rashi, there are those who say it's a toh, shofar. But in the Siddur Rashi, it says that you should make a bracha al tkiya shofar v'lishmoa kol shofar. And there are some achronim that suggest that the mitzvah is really both tkiya and the shmiya. You'll find this in the Minchas Chinuch. You'll find this in the Shagas Aryeh. They try to build the yisod based on all the different gemaras that we saw, that the mitzvah is both to blow the shofar and also to hear the shofar. I am yotze blowing the shofar when the chazan blows and has me in mind, and I'm yotze the shmiya shofar when I hear it myself. But really it has both elements. So whether that's true, lahalacha, that it's both the blowing and the hearing, certainly in the machshava behind it, and as we sit in shul, stand in shul, and we listen to the shofar being blown, so we have to remember that the shofar on the one hand represents our own personal call, our attempt to pray to Hashem in perhaps the most basic way that we know, just a pure cry, where we don't even have the words to express what we feel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the tkiya shofar. But at the same time, for us to realize that we're being yotze a mitzvah of shmiya shofar, uru yushenu mishinaschem, that the sound of the shofar should wake us up and inspire us to make serious and lasting changes in our lives.